Hi, I'm Trevor Pinch from Cornell University in the United States.
And I'm Mark Lane here at RFI in Paris.
Welcome to WebWatch,
your weekly view of new technologies.
Now, Mark, you've had a couple of children.
Yes, Trevor, and so have you.
I guess that makes us like a pretty expert to talk about babies.
Oh, I should think so. We probably know more about babies than people who haven't had any.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We're experts on babies.
So I guess this means we're going to talk about the technological side of babies.
That's right.
Things like the baby monitor, so you can hear if the baby is crying in its cot. Well, that's really up to date.
Well, things seem to have moved on a bit since then. First off, as soon as you're pregnant, you can buy a fetal Doppler monitor. They even have one called fetal Doppler heart monitors.
So you can do a little Doppler scan of your baby while still inside mummy. That sounds crazy. Only medically trained people should be doing any such thing.
Yes, of course. And as such, the site selling these things will tell you not to use it.
But you can buy it on Amazon and have it delivered in 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, and it's only about $50 if you please.
It's madness. Okay, there must be some other new stuff.
Well, video baby monitors, of course, and baby breathing monitors and baby movement monitors.
And the people buying these things are worried about SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome.
Yeah, and that is a serious problem, of course. But there are a number of things people can do to limit the risk. So if anyone is listening and who does have a small baby, just type SIDS into Wikipedia and you'll see all the things you can do to lower the risk for your baby.
You're sounding like a public service broadcaster.
Well, I'm always at the service of babies and young children.
Well said. Now, what else in the technological bag?
Well, still on the same theme, there's a device called the Owlet Smart Sock, which is worn around the baby's foot, and it measures the heart rate, skin temperature, and oxygen levels, plus the sleeping position and the sleep patterns.
And I suppose I can pick up all this data from an app on my smartphone?
Got it in one.
Don't you think technology is going a step too far? After all, if my baby is not asleep, it's going to tell me, and I won't need a smartphone link to know that.
Of course we are. If the market is there, some entrepreneur will fill the space. And by the way, the smartphone is going to be very useful for entertaining baby when baby gets a bit older. But next up on my list is the Sleevely Smart Sleeve. It's a high-tech bottle holder for the baby's bottle. It can send feeding data to a smartphone.
The only data you need to know about a baby bottle is whether it's too hot, and you find that out by spraying the milk on your exposed elbow.
You really are a dinosaur, Mark.
They were pretty ferocious in the defense of their young. You can be sure mummy Brontosaurus had her milk at exactly the right temperature. Humans can do that too.
Okay, now here's another one. What do you think about the ultimate wipes warmer? It heats up the baby's wipes to body temperature without drying them out.
What do I think about it? I think it sounds stark, staring bonkers. It's for people who don't know what else to give at a baby shower.
I'll take that as a maybe. Now, how about a carcoon? It's a baby seat for the car. If there's any accident, a flexible shield whips around the baby, so it's totally protected in a sort of cocoon.
It sounds more like children will be hurt by such a device than saved by such a thing, but that's my immediate reaction off the top of my head. Of course, if the carcoon company wants to put a carcoon at my disposal installed in a Maserati, I may well revise my opinion.
Now, dream on. So, but how about an origami stroller? It's a baby pushchair complete with a folding LCD screen to tell the temperature and the speed.
When you're pushing a baby stroller, there are only two rules. Make sure baby is comfortable for the conditions and watch where you're going. Spending time looking at an LCD screen is asking for trouble.
Yeah, well said. I think I'll go with you on that one. Now, but how about a baby soothe? It's a sort of triangular box you place on your baby's tummy, and it massages him or her and helps him or her to relax.
Okay, get me one for Christmas. It'll help the digestion. Now, are you saving the best one for last?
Yeah, of course I am.
Well, get on with it.
Well, this one comes from a Spanish company. It's called the Cry Translator. It tells you why your baby is crying.
Let me tell you, babies cry when they're hungry, thirsty, wet, when it's dark, or when they want a cuddle. Even, actually, adults, we cry about such things sometimes.
Well, you won't get a cuddle from me today, but I'm glad to see you're keeping in touch with your inner child, Mark. And that's all we've got time for today. So it's goodbye from me, Trevor, at Cornell University.
And it's goodbye from me, Mark, here at RFI in Paris. We hope you'll be with us next week on WebWatch.